hooks another band, provided that the seer has enough energy. Our normal energy allows our assemblage points to use the force of alignment of one great band of emanations, and we perceive the world we know. But if we have a surplus of energy, we can use the force of alignment of other great bands, and consequently, we perceive other worlds. Don Juan abruptly changed the subject and began to talk about plants. "This may seem like an oddity to you," he said, "but trees, for instance, are closer to man than ants. I've told you that trees and man can develop a great relationship. That's so because they share emanations." "How big are their cocoons?" I asked. "The cocoon of a giant tree is not much larger than the tree itself. The interesting part is that some tiny plants have a cocoon almost as big as a man's body and three times its width. Those are power plants. They share the largest amount of emanations with man, not the emanations of awareness, but other emanations in general. Another thing unique about plants is that their luminosities have different castes. They are pinkish in general because their awareness is pink. Poisonous plants are a pale yellow pink, and medicinal plants are a bright violet pink. The only ones that are white pink are power plants. Some are murky white, others are brilliant white. But the real difference between plants and other organic beings is the location of their assemblage points. Plants have it on the lower left of their cocoon, while other organic beings have it on the upper part of their cocoon." "What about the inorganic beings?" I asked. "Where do they have their assemblage points?" "Some have it on the lower part of their containers," he said. "Those are thoroughly alien to man, but akin to plants. Others have it anywhere on the upper part of their containers. Those are close to man and other organic creatures." He added that the old seers were convinced that plants have the most intense communication with inorganic beings. They believed that the lower the assemblage point, the easier for plants to break the barrier of perception. Very large trees and very small plants have their assemblage points extremely low in their cocoon. Because of this, a great number of the old seers' sorcery techniques were means to harness the awareness of trees and small plants in order to use them as guides to descend to what they called the deepest levels of the dark regions. "You understand, of course," Don Juan went on, "that when they thought they were descending to the depths, they were, in fact, pushing their assemblage points to assemble other perceivable worlds with those seven great bands. They taxed their awareness to the limit and assembled worlds with five great bands that are accessible to seers only if they undergo a dangerous transformation." "But did the old seers succeed in assembling those worlds?" I asked. "They did," he said. "In their aberration, they believed it was worth their while to break all the barriers of perception, even if they had to become trees to do that." Chapter 11. Stalking, Intent, and the Dreaming Position. The next day, in the early evening again, Don Juan came to the room where I was talking with Genaro. He took me by the arm and walked me through the house to the back patio. It was already fairly dark. We started to walk around in the corridor that encircled the patio. As we walked, Don Juan told me that he wanted to warn me once again that it is very easy in the path of knowledge to get lost in intricacies and morbidity. He said that seers are up against great enemies that can destroy their purpose, muddle their aims, and make them weak. Enemies created by the warrior's path itself, together with the sense of indolence, laziness, and self-importance that are integral parts of the daily world. He remarked that the mistakes the ancient seers made as a result of indolence, laziness, and self-importance were so enormous and so grave that the new seers had no option but to scorn and reject their own tradition. "The most important thing the new seers needed," Don Juan continued, "was practical steps in order to make their assemblage points shift. Since they had none, they began by developing a keen interest in seeing the glow of awareness, and as a result they worked out three sets of techniques that became their cornerstone." Don Juan said that with these three sets, the new seers accomplished a most extraordinary and difficult feat. They succeeded in systematically making the assemblage point shift away from its customary position. He acknowledged that the old seers had also accomplished that feat, but by means of capricious, idiosyncratic maneuvers. He explained that what the new seers saw in the glow of awareness resulted in the sequence in which they arranged the old seers' truths about awareness. This is known as the mastery of awareness. From that, they developed the three sets of techniques. The first is the mastery of stalking. The second is the mastery of intent. And the third is the mastery of dreaming. He maintained that he had taught me these three sets from the very first day we met. He told me that he had taught me the mastery of awareness in two ways, just as the new seers recommend. In his teachings for the right side, which he had done in normal awareness, he accomplished two goals. He taught me the warrior's way, and he loosened my assemblage point from its original position. In his teachings for the left side, which he had done in heightened awareness, he also accomplished two goals. He had made my assemblage point shift to as many positions as I was capable of sustaining, and he had given me a long series of explanations. Don Juan stopped talking and stared at me, fixedly. There was an awkward silence. Then he started to talk about stalking. He said that it had very humble and fortuitous origins. It started from an observation the new seers made that when warriors steadily behave in ways not customary for them, the unused emanations inside their cocoons begin to glow, and their assemblage points shift in a mild, harmonious, barely noticeable fashion. Stimulated by this observation, the new seers began to practice the systematic control of their behavior. They called this practice the art of stalking. Don Juan remarked that the name, although objectionable,